Good evening. This is N2OYQ, net control for the Black Revised Service Net. My name here is Dan. This is Nell. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on Boomfield Amtrak repeater 146.655 MHz. Repeater location is 2.5 miles southwest of Boomfield and Jackson Hill. This is informing that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic is priority at all times and can break in any time. Is any emergency traffic out there at this time? The next Boomfield Amtrak Club meeting is June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platte Northern Community Center, 106 Scudder Street, Boomfield. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Today, net controller not set to net at 9 p.m. I still have not done so after a couple of minutes. Please feel free to conduct this net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomfieldarc.com. Are there any adequate lake stations out there wishing to check in this evening? Please call now. There are any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Please call now. This is N2OIQ Net Control for the Black and Revised Service Net. I will now take all regular members and guests. Please call now.
82AIT, good evening, Dan.
KA2ZNZ.
KC2WI.
Okay, we got KD2AIT, KA2ZNZ, and KC2WI. Any other stations at this time?
YSAOW.
And K5AOW. Okay, we'll go back to the top of the list. KD2AIT. Oh, yeah. M2YQ, good evening, Jeff. How are you doing this evening?
Good evening. This is KD2AIT. We're doing pretty good. Working along. Excuse me. Working along here at on the computer. Got a couple projects got to do here before I can go to bed. I mean, maybe I'll get to bed tonight if I get this stuff done fast enough. Anyway, not a lot to report. I was really kind of disappointed we didn't get any rain here. I know a lot of other people got it, but it seemed to circle right around Boomville. And, well, what are you going to do? That's the way it is, I guess. So, well, we have a bunch of errands to run tomorrow. Got a lot of work to do, and hoping to be able to get up there to camp there maybe Friday evening or Saturday and enjoy some time up there. Of course, you know, that's when it's going to rain, probably, when I get up there and kick my feet back. But you know what, if that's what it takes, I'm willing to bite the bullet and do that. Anyway, this is KD2AIT, back to you, Dan.
Okay, Jeff, very good on your report for this evening. And, we have a little rain, I don't know about here, but I was down at Flyhard earlier today, and it rained there for about 5 minutes. And, anyways, other than that, I don't know how much rain it was, but it comes down there pretty good, the 5 minutes, but I cleared up, and the cars moved on, and that was it. So, okay, very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. K2ZNZ, good evening, Jack, and how was everything with you this evening?
evening, Dan, everybody on board. Yeah, rain was kind of a strange thing. We had about 3 minutes at the very most, and it was nothing but, light sprinkles. That was all we saw of the rain today, period. We had an overnight low of 71, high of 88. Right now we're 78. So, been kind of a warm day down here. A little warmer than I care to have it, let's put it that way. So, other than that, did some more bush trimming and getting stuff caught up outside, which I wasn't able to do last year, so, making up for it this year. And, I have a piece of traffic for, Pete there, KC2WI, if he would like to, stick around after you finish the net there, I can pass it to him. 7-3's all around. KA2WZ.
Okay, Jack, KC2WI, did you copy, Jack, on a message for you?
KC2WI, roger.
Okay, very good, very good. Jack, can you report to this evening? And, right now here at camp, we got, 70 degrees outside, and it really was hot and humid here all day today. Temperatures up in the 80s, and I know these are, but other than that, it wasn't a bad day for sure. I guess it's supposed to cool off tomorrow, so. Okay, Jack, have a good evening. You don't care what, talk to you later. KC2WI and 2OYKOL. Believe me, Pete, how you doing? Yeah, I just got back from the Adirondacks. I had planned to come back right away after the, maybe even Monday night, but I had two computers up there for local customers up there. One of which I had for a very long time because it had all kinds of problems, and I just said, I have to get this done. And the other one, neither of the people were really in a hurry, but I just needed to get them out of the way. And so pretty much yesterday I worked on that, and just go and say, you know, gee, should go outside, get the sun's out. And you know, it's 10, 20 minutes later, it was back to cloudy, and so I never really did, never left the area of the house, I guess. I did go for a swim quick, but I think I went for one yesterday. And I didn't quite get it done last night, so I got one of them done, but the other one, there's just always one more thing. Typical Windows 8 nonsense. So I finally got that done, and I called the person, I said, it's done, and maybe I can, my dad can meet you or something. And then I called back, and I said, listen, if you're going to be around, I'll meet you in town. And I'll call you when I'm ready to go, and I should start getting ready to go, and it poured. Maybe it didn't rain here, but I'll tell you what, we must have had an inch of rain. I mean, it seemed like it. It was raining so hard. It was just coming off the porch roof in sheets for a short period of time, and then it settled down to a more steady rain. It didn't rain for a very long time. Maybe it was an hour, but around... I think about 3 o'clock. I don't remember exactly the time. And a real thunderstorm, lots of thunder, some lightning, and then a steady rain for a while. And then around the 4, 3, well, actually maybe it was more like 2 o'clock, I don't know. And maybe around 3, a little after 3, it sort of cleared up. Actually, the sun came out, it started to get hot, it got quite clear. Yeah, because I know I met this person around 3:45. And by the time I got back towards the house, it was already getting cloudy. And I stuck around for a little while longer and did a few more chores.
and it was semi, you know, it was in and out kind of sun. But we had a ton of rain in a short time, but maybe it really was local. My father said he didn't see too much where they were coming back up from Cloversville and so on and so forth, so I don't know. Maybe we were just right in the one thunderstorm. It's really too bad that I was thinking that'd be more of a widespread thing. It rained so hard, and we definitely need it. But that's the way it goes. It's pretty hot in the house here, and a lot different than up there, that's for sure. KC2WI.
Hey, okay, very good. Pete, I'm your reporter this evening, and that for sure. Thank you. Quite a busy 2 days there for sure. So, we've been camping up here to Whitaker since a week ago Thursday. And first couple days camped out was really nasty, windy and cold. But after that, things got better, and me and my wife decided to stay for a few days. The temperatures are nice, and she just went back to work tonight. So it worked out really good. She had a 4-day weekend, plus she took an extra day off. So worked out good. So anyway, and we may go home tomorrow or Friday morning. We'll see what tomorrow brings. Okay, very good, Pete. Thanks a lot for checking in. We'll talk to you later. N2 YQ. Hi, Bob. How you doing this evening? N5AOW, N2YQ. Okay. Do we have another check-in for the Black River Light Service Network? Please call N2YQ.
WN2IHK, Staten Whitesville.
KC2MBU.
Okay, we got that station from Whitesboro. You want to come back to your call again and your name? This is N2YQ. And we got KP2MBU. The station Whitesboro, please.
This is Whiskey November 2, India Hotel, Juliet. And here's Scott. I'm located in Whitesboro.
Okay, very good, Scott. Good evening, and welcome to the Black and White Service Net. You got anything more to add to the net this evening?
Yeah, I just want to jump in there and say hello. I know Jeff was in there, and Jack was in there. And I remembered it tonight, and my daughter wanted to watch something different on TV that I didn't want to, so I came upstairs and turned on the radio. So, nice to hear you guys, and I'll say hello. So, back to you, WN2IHK.
Okay, very good, Scott. Thanks, Scott, for checking in this evening, and I'm glad you remembered it for sure. So, okay, you have a good evening. Talk to you later. KC2MBU, give me a rate. How's everything with you this evening?
Good, Dan. We still have 72.9 degrees up on the hill here. I got a little bit of a breeze and the back and the front opened up, so we get a nice little breeze through here. Hopefully it'll cool us down a little bit tonight. So it should be a good night for sleeping. Over.
Yeah, I hope it is too, Ray. I hope we get cools down some. I don't know if you're too bad. Coolies come through the windows here in the camper, so but anyway, I guess by tomorrow's supposed to be cooler. I heard it's going to be in the 60s or something. but that's all right. That's all right, too. So. Okay, pretty good, Ray. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening, and hope the family's doing well, and the wife, and what all. So. Okay, this is N2OIQ, and that control for the Black Light Service. I'll pay for the check-ins. Let's go back and see if M5AOW is Bob's back. Go ahead, Bob, if you're in there. Okay, I guess I know. He must be had something come up. Okay, any other stations? Is there any commentary queries for the net? Please call now.
Good evening, WATU.
WA2U, John, good evening. How's everything with you this evening, you and Kathy?
Oh, pretty good. Just got in here. Good evening to everyone on frequency. I thought I heard Pete, maybe Ray, but I heard Jack. But I'll just say good evening to everyone. WA2 at the east end of, northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. I think it's about, I forgot what the temperature is here. I'll have to look again. It seemed a lot cooler than it. A lot warmer than it actually said it was, but that's possible. It could be down around the 60s or 70s, whatever. But I had a busy day, very, very humid outside, and a little bit of thunder, a little bit of rain, not a whole lot, just enough to let you know it was out there. And Kathy and I worked both on the garden today. I put in about 30 six-foot fence posts the other day, about 15 on one day or 10 on one day and 25 or something on the other next day or 20 on the next day. So there's a lot of rocky soil around here, so it was quite a challenge, but now the next thing is putting up the fencing. So, and what else did I do today? I changed the hydraulic filter on the splitter. Got that done. Boy, they had that really wrenched on. Luckily, I had a friend of mine had one of the wrenches that you take the regular oil filters off in a vehicle, so I used that, got that all changed out. It built up a little pan so I didn't lose any hydraulic fluid. I was able to pour it right back off into the system. And that was about it. Worked on a few other projects too, so. And now our Frontier phone seems to be goofed up. We can make calls and we can receive calls, but the voicemail platform has seemed to have gone away temporarily, so there's always surprises with Frontier, but I won't get started. But thanks for doing the net, and we'll see what the projects we get involved with tomorrow. I'll turn it back over to you, Dan. WATU, back to net, 7-3.
Okay, pretty good, John. I know you folks are this evening. Good, and I'm sitting there, so it's pretty busy there for sure. With the garden and all that. So, you and Kathy have a good evening. I'll talk to you later. This is N2OIQ. Are there any other stations or any commentary queries within that? Please go now. Okay, I guess that's it for this evening. I had a really nice night here this evening. Eight stations that checked in, plus myself makes nine, so pretty good net this evening. So, with that, we'll close the Black and White Service net, and I'll go and return to the usual other amateurs. 23, including down at 201 Gilchrist.
KC2WI from KA2ZNZ.
WI.
Yeah, hi Pete. I got one more birthday greeting for you there. He likes to send them afterwards. And do you want a copy or do you want me to just read the greeting speech?
Just read it.
Okay, number 469, routine. KB2KOJ, 8, Earlville, New York. May 26, going to KC2WI, Blake. Happy birthday. Hope you enjoyed your day. 73 Blake. Mark, KB2KOJ, and he's my assistant manager at Icon. Been a big help over the last year, a couple of years ago when I've had some, you know, some health issues and so on. So that's the traffic. And how traffic?
AC2WI, Roger, over.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Pete. And I gotta get going here myself. I gotta get ready for the nap. For my nap. Okay, we'll talk to you later. 73,
it's KA2ZNZ. KA2ZNZ, this is W1QIHJ.
Hey, hello there, Scotty.
You want to check me in? I'm on the base up here in the attic. I'm going to head back downstairs to the moon, and I can't make the repeater.
Yeah, okay, yep, we'll make a note here, and I'll get you checked in. Take off. What I'll do is just show you in my list, because I usually do the call up here. So, we'll definitely take care of it. And good to hear you. And say hello to the wife for us there. We'll talk to you later. KA2ZNZ.
KC2NBU,
hello Ray. N2WBX, hello Dennis. Thank you both for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations, with or without traffic. Any other stations for Octan?
5AOW, good evening, Jack.
M5AOW, hello Bob, thank you for checking in, much appreciated. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated folks. 73s, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. Maybe some of that rain will reach us, I'm not sure. 20 days a day. 73's, KA2ZNZ.